Powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Great to have you with me. Aaron Sipos, former Saint, who's hoping to be picked up in the NFL draft. Not tomorrow, even though the start of the draft is tomorrow, but the day after when the later rounds are done. Looking forward to having a chat to Aaron, who's over at Auburn University in Alabama, going to talk to us about his lockdown situation and the chance of being picked up as a punter later on. Frank Panisi about to join us in a matter of seconds. A few of your speckled texts, though. Will you watch the NRL? Will you take in a little rugby league? Even if you've never watched it before, is this the opportunity for you to immerse yourself in it for the first time? Certainly will be watching the league. Went to a Brisbane v Cowboys game a couple of years ago. Now really into it. Cannot wait. Regards, Mick. So thanks for that text in, Mick. Danny in Dalesford, I'll be watching the Storm games. I just love it, and I love AFL. Victorian people don't realise how tough rugby league is and how hard they hit. I think that's one thing that you do realise quickly when you watch rugby league for the first time, how much more of a brutal game it is in many respects than the other football codes around the world, and that includes the NFL and the AFL, which has its hard hits, but rugby league kind of takes it up a level. Is rugby league getting the jump on the AFL? A question on the text. At the moment they are. Yeah, absolutely. Rugby league looks like being back May 28th, the way it stands right now. Thursday night restart to their season. Dwayne's World for Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and they deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au, and we're powered by Red Energy. Born and bred in Melbourne, that's Red Energy. Keep your votes coming on the Twitter poll, Dwayne's World Twitter poll, as to whether you will watch the NRL if you haven't watched it before, because they've got a nice window of opportunity. Frank Panisi has been good enough to join me, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football. Welcome back to you, Frank. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Dwayne.
Nice little window for you guys. You might have a month, you might have 6 weeks for people to plough their eyeballs into your product.
It's looking like that, isn't it? It's still a little bit of work to go, but it's as every day goes past, Dwayne, it's looking more and more likely that we are going to start on May 28th. There's just a few things they have to iron out before they absolutely give them a green light, but it's certainly looking positive.
And one coming through from Max on the speckled text as well. Storm deserve every bit of support they get. They've consistently been a top side in the NRL for years. Have you been underappreciated in Victoria, do you think, a bit, Frank?
No, I must say, not in Victoria. I think ever probably since then, it's a bit of a I don't know if you call it a milestone, Jared, but it's 10 years since the salary cap sanctions were handed down yesterday, April 22, 2010, and I think we're only speaking yesterday, a number of us as a staff, discussing how the Melbourne public from that day have really supported us, if anything. So it was a bizarre way to get a lot of people support, but no, we haven't. We really feel great support by the Melbourne people. I think the only thing is that there's still a lot of people in Melbourne that actually haven't been to a game. That's where we'd like to probably move on. I think we got a large support base in Melbourne and Victoria. We just like to see more people come and experience a game of rugby league. But unfortunately, we probably won't be able to do that this year.
So May 4, what's it going to look like? By the way, you're not on Sports Day at the moment with Jared and I. This is just me on SEN at the moment.
Sorry, my apologies.
No, it's all good. We've been talking for so long. I think 16 years we've been tapping into your brain. So it's all good. It gives me a laugh every time. May the 4th, what's it going to look like? Where are you going to be? Obviously, everybody's got the phone call. Do you expect them to all come back fit?
Yeah, we've been in constant contact with them and regarding their fitness. So I think generally we're really confident there. May the 4th, at the moment, we're still not able to train at Amy Park if the current Victorian government restrictions are in place. So we've had to look at Plan B if that stays by May 4. And we've got a couple of options on the New South Wales-Victorian border. And why we've selected those is because it gives the players an opportunity to come home on weekends. And we can train Monday to Fridays at those venues, either all venues, and then come home for the weekend so they can be with their family, which makes it a little bit more difficult if we have to go to Sydney, where they couldn't come home for weekends. So that's the plan at this stage, but fingers crossed at some stage the restrictions get loosened a little bit and we're able to train at Amy Park.
Are all your players 100% in?
Yes, oh, absolutely. I mean, look, I think Cameron Smith the other week was his comments were taken out of context. I thought it was a really good interview that he made. That basically he said that he's got concerns about the potential of maybe moving for an extended period of time. He was talking on behalf of not just himself, but all players that have got young children and staff that have got young children. But at no stage did he ever say that, you know, he wouldn't. He just said he had concerns with the idea. So, but no, we haven't had any player that would do it. And obviously, it's going to be some challenges for those who do have kids, especially ones with homeschooling. But at the moment, no, we anticipate all our players to be there.
And the fixture, what's that going to look like? Is it going to change? Will you stick to the traditional nights and days of the games, or will you be playing, you know, back-to-back-to-back on midweek and early in the week?
No, they're talking about it very similar, except the only thing they're going to add is a Monday night game again. So a couple of rugby league for years had a Monday night game, and they dropped that about 2 years ago and put a Thursday night game. So at the moment, they're talking about playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday. So there'll be one extra day. So that, again, just to really utilise the exposure, Dwayne, of the game. So that's the only change. In terms of the draw, no, we've got no indication whether we're just going to continue playing as is, which I don't think so. I think there'll be a new draw done again. Whether that's just playing once only or we play into October, November, there's still questions that we can't be answered. That's all locked up in the broadcasting deal that the NRL are talking with Channel 9 and Fox.
So since the departure of Todd Greenberg, there's been a new group hug between the NRL and the broadcaster?
Yeah, look, we were disappointed to see Todd from the Melbourne Storm point of view. I mean, Todd's always been very fair to the Storm, and, you know, I'm not sure of the reasons why, but, you know, they've got their reasons why they've separated. So it was obviously, you know, difficult relationship up there and with Todd and the new chairman. So I think they've decided to part ways. But now, from our point of view, it was disappointing to see Todd go, but I'm sure they'll replace him with someone of note and hopefully give us the same support as Todd did.
Yeah, I know Steve Crawley was quoted as being pretty excited about rugby league coming back for Fox as well. So I think the broadcasters are certainly 100% in from what I'm hearing. Danny Widler the other day on the NRL CEO candidate said this. I'll play you this and then we'll talk about it. Here's Danny.
Yeah, plenty of others in the running for the job. A number of club bosses, including the Storm's Dave Donaghy, gets a mention. The Broncos, Paul White, South, Blake Solly.
Going to lose your boss, Frank?
I hope not. They're not being selfish here. From a Melbourne Storm point of view, Dave does a wonderful job for us at the Storm, and there's certainly no doubt he'd be up for the job. Whether Dave would be interested in the job at this stage of his career or at all is another question, but he certainly hasn't indicated that he would, but he'd certainly fill the role. There's no doubt about that, and he'd be a great candidate. But I, you know, hopefully, being totally selfish, Dwayne, that I hope that he stays with the Melbourne Storm. Mm.
And do you think there's going to be an advantage some teams having players more fit than others, or have the majority of your guys been kind of ready? I'm not sure on the ratio between weight training and sprint training and, you know, long distance running training that your guys have been able to do, especially given how many rugby league players have been spread around Australia with different guidelines and even, you know, New Zealand.
Great point, Dwayne. I think we are. I think we're confident that they'll come back in definitely not the same condition they left us, you know, on March 24, given that they haven't been, you know, haven't got the training equipment, whether it's in the gym as they normally would. They've probably got a gym, but it wouldn't be as the same as Amy Park. And obviously, as you know, when you train with other people, that takes you another intensity, a larger group. But we only anticipate that'll be a small drop-off, if any. But we've got 3 weeks before the first competition game, if everything goes according to plan. So I think within 3 weeks, you can get players back up to a reasonable level, ready to play in that first game.
And do you expect to test every player, a temperature test them on the way into the facility?
Yep.
So, you know, players are content to have, you know, their body contact against other people that have been tested as well. So it's two blokes that know they haven't got it tackling each other.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be a new world, Dwayne, that we're going to be used to for everyone. That's players, not just players, but also staff. I think you're going to find when the protocols do come through, they're still being drafted at the moment, but they'll include things like temperature testing and so on. So there's going to be different protocols that we've never been used to before. But if it means that we have to, you know, get a little bit inconvenienced by doing it, but as long as we get playing and training and playing, I don't think anyone's going to have any opposition to it. The other thing to everyone is make sure that we're in a safe environment as well. So that's really important, I think. So I don't think you're going to get any opposition from players or staff to do things like testing.
Frank, great to have you on the program. I really appreciate you being available so often. Good luck with it. May 4 and May 28. We'll talk to you soon.
Terrific, Dwayne. Sorry to call you by another name.
That's all right. He's a good friend of mine. He's probably surfing right now. Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football. A couple of your calls, 1300 736 736. After the break, Sam Edmund, SEN Chief Reporter, also to join me, and Aaron Sipos also this hour. So plenty still to come. We're going to talk some footy again after the 2 o'clock news. So huge show, but always time for your calls, and we'll go straight back to them next.